Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm your host. And Jason's here with me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm a host too, motherfucker. Three years, and I can't get that kind of treatment yet?
Co-host.
I can't get none of that treatment.
Listen, Ed McMahon, you just sit over there and chuckle when I tell you to laugh.
Yo, I am John fucking Madden, my guy.
Yeah, right.
I am John Madden. You better recognize.
Oh God, if you're the equivalent to John Madden, we're just gonna listen to you get more stoned throughout the show and start talking more and more about how much you love Tom Brady, like John Madden did with Brett Favre. The more you got drunk, man. The more Brett Favre's a good looking guy. I love Brett Favre.
Oh boy.
Three years, man. Congratulations on sticking around this long and not getting fired.
Hey, it's cool, man. I mean,
Adam says I've got you triggered.
I'm shocked we're not canceled or anything. I mean, I know I kind of try to keep it as clean as I can, but
So listen, this is the 3 year anniversary show. You know, every year we do one of these. It is what it is, whatever.
It's fun, dude.
It is a call-in show. We're back with the hotline powered by Enzo North America. Thank you very much. I finally couldn't find my adapter for the headphone thing to make the big board work for the Bluetooth. So I had to go out and find one, buy it, and we're back in. So we do have the phone line open tonight. That we'll be taking some calls. We do have some voicemails that we're going to play for you guys. Jason and I have not listened to them yet. So fingers crossed, stats didn't blow everything up.
before we move on, because I see that Cam score is on right now. I don't know who this guy is. Hold on. Leroy Conrade. So he's from Australia too. And I just wanted to let you know that his account has been hacked on Facebook because he messaged me on Facebook. He said, "Hello, how are you?" So I was like, "I don't want to be rude." So I said, "Good, and you?" And he comes with this bullshit about he got $50 million delivered when he applied for some stupid grant. So it kind of fucked with him. Hopefully it was spam. Hopefully it was spam because I told him I ain't even gonna say what I said on here because that shit's horrible. Yeah, but yeah.
Cam won't call because I think he finally got that phone bill from the last time he called in and realized that that he can't write it off, and it was more expensive than it probably was worth.
let your friend know from Australia that his account got hacked, dude.
Yeah, does he even know him?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I figured all Australians knew each other.
What's up, Carl? Right? That's right. It is Little League Bat.
Oh, man.
Oh, he doesn't like us anymore. Okay.
What'd you say, man? What'd you say about my bat, homie?
Yeah, he said it's little.
It may be little, but it'll still pump, you know, pack a hard punch or, you know what I'm trying to say.
All right, let's zoom through. We still have shit that we do have to kind of cover. So you know the drill, everybody. It's
we got plenty of time.
Yeah,
we don't have no guests.
Yeah, but we got. We might.
We gonna go through 13 messages in like 5 minutes.
Nah, bro, we're gonna drag that shit out. Website, it's coolest website on detailing. TheDetailSolutionsPodcast.com. It's got everything that you need. It's going to have all the links to where you can find us, social media wise, Apple, Spotify, which, I mean, hopefully you're listening to us and you already know where to find us. It's also going to have our preferred vendor page, which, you know, we have the coolest vendors out there. And they give us cool little discount codes. So when you all go and want to buy something, you save a little bit of money. When you spend some money with them and they'll spend some money with us and then we give you that funny. So hashtag money, money, funny. It's just, you know, it's the circle of life, you know?
Comedy show.
Yeah, we would be the worst comedy show. We're not funny at all. We'll just retell Matt Rife jokes, and we'll be funny. And then we have the merch store, t-shirts, hoodies, hats, all that fun stuff. We are live as always on YouTube. Jason's trying to kill that. So if you like seeing us live on YouTube, reach out to Jason Bruno. And
know that you
love the YouTube live. We are the Detail Solutions Podcast. That's our YouTube channel. You can go and go watch us there live every Wednesday and Friday until Jason pulls the plug on that.
I feel like you just did the fucking good mom, bad dad scenario. Like, oh yeah, he's trying to kill it. Go fucking go cry to him. Like, yeah, what?
Pretty much. And then TikTok, we got the TikTok going. The Detail Solutions Pod. I realize now I should have probably just dropped the and did it Detail Solutions Podcast since
it's a secret. You can.
Oh no, we would have needed four letters. Never mind. My bad. We'll keep the.
It'll work.
Yeah. Hey Tom, this is a first time.
Tom Buffright. Awesome.
That's right. Yeah. We appreciate that, Tom. Yeah,
the verbal bantering, dude. It's all the time. Yeah. Fuck this guy.
please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button wherever you are listening to us. And leave us a review, you know, especially if you want to keep us around on YouTube Live, because Jason's about to pull that plug. I think he's got his hands under the desk on the extension cord right now, like slowly tugging on it. We might go out at any time.
Don't listen to this fool. Don't listen.
Yeah. We are probably halfway to death. 3 years. I mean, I don't know any other. I don't know too many other podcasts, especially detailing podcasts that are still going strong, into it. I mean, I don't even think Jimbo's like 9 years into it, and I don't think he podcasts regularly anymore. Larry Casilla, he was the other one that started about 9 years ago, and I don't think he's doing it as much anymore either.
But it's the people. That's why we keep. It's the people that keep us going.
Yeah. Tom, we appreciate that, man. We'd love to listen. I would love to reach out to you and do some giveaways, but I don't know if you have experienced our last giveaway we just did. We had two flex tools that we did a waffle for, and we did 30 seats at $20 a ticket for one machine and $25. And we could only sell 21 tickets each, and it took like 3 weeks to do that. So we have a tough time giving stuff away.
We could do like a call-in episode giveaway. Be like, if you're the 21st caller, you'll win this. Nobody would call. Easy as shit.
No, dude.
Yeah, right? Nobody would
call. I feel like it doesn't matter how easy we make it. Like, no, nobody wants the free shit we get.
It's like, fuck you. I don't want no free shit.
Remember the first one? Remember the birthday bash for my birthday in the first year?
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of free stuff to give away. And all people had to do was just join the Zoom call, and your name went in a hat, and then we just drew names, and we only had like eight people. We had like 12 or 13 things to give away.
But this is our first year we did that.
I like that, Tom. Yeah, let's figure something out. I'd like that. I'd love to have a skin to put on my Rupes machine. I like that. Yeah, definitely. Let's Tom message me in Messenger or something. Let's get together maybe off off the show or something like that and have a conversation. I like that, man. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Carl said he has some stuff to give too. I don't know what he means by that. I don't know if he's being a smart ass or if he genuinely has like stuff to give away or whatever. And I know he's got his own shit. So
Yeah. No, I've talked to him about it. So before we get too far into this and forget about our wonderful sponsors, let's dive into a commercial break real quick and get this out of the way. go pay some bills, as they say, right? We'll be right back with some more shenanigans. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new mitt on a stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new bug sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two-bucket system. Glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And in the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes, and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we will not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we will mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced 5-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right. Speaking of Rennie, Rennie sent us a voicemail. You want to hear what Rennie had to say?
Yeah, I want to see if he got triggered.
All right, let's see if I can make this work.
Guys, hey, this is Rennie. 3 years. 3 years of doing the podcast, man. Great content. Keep it up, guys. Appreciate it. Love it. Just don't trigger off on me, okay? Take care, man. Congratulations.
Love it. Dude, that's awesome.
He got triggered.
He did get triggered.
Thanks, Rennie.
That's so awesome. Want to listen to another one?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're doing. I mean,
we've got like 13 more. I figure we could do a couple and then bullshit a little bit. This one, I don't know, because I don't have the name programmed in. I'm going to say it. I don't know. I think it might be Corey Taylor. It's from Salem, Oregon. I think that's where he's from, isn't it? Could be wrong. But let's check it out.
Hey guys, it's Corey motherfucker Taylor down here in Oregon. Just wanted to say you guys are killing it. I heard a little bird tell me that it's the 3-year anniversary. Congratulations. I remember listening to you guys way back for the 3 hours with Jennifer Turcotte, stuff like that. The episodes that really got me were with Rennie Doyle and especially the chlorine dioxide one. I still remember that one and I still replay it because it's helped me a lot get rid of odors. Anyway, you guys are killing it. Have a good day.
Awesome. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate that. Dude, I'm glad he he's listening to that chlorine dioxide one because
that's a good episode. That was a great episode,
but it didn't, you know, that was one of those other ones that, you know, I thought was a great episode and didn't you know, just didn't hold hit right. Yeah.
Listen, man, as long as it's helping people, the episode
Exactly. Exactly. That's what it's all about, man. Yeah, so
All the way down here in Oregon.
Yeah.
Come on, Corey. It's like, yo, I'm all the way up in Florida, dog.
Yeah.
Shit, people in Florida, when I tell people, oh, I'm from up north, I usually used to say that. And they're like, oh, like Jacksonville? I'm like, no, what the fuck? I was like, yo, do you guys know is any more states north of you?
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Dude, I always forget, Liz, and I, you know, without a map in front of me, like, anything outside of Florida, it could be anywhere realistically. I'm always like, you know, where's that place? And I'm like, oh, it's there. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, over yonder. That's what y'all say. Just yonder.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Up,
yeah.
Down, left, right, north, south, right. East, west.
Exactly. Yeah, man. So
what was one of your favorite episodes? Dude, like, has it changed? Yeah, because it could change. I'm always going to ask this question, so you got to be prepared.
All of them?
No.
No, I mean, you know, the ones that, you know, it's still always going to be the mental health ones. You know, I think that is such a important topic, you know, and I wish people, you know, would open up and talk about it a little bit more. I like the chlorine dioxide one because I think that's something a little bit different. You know, not a lot of people are, you know, kind of talking about that type of odor removal type stuff. You know, it's all, you know, shiny paint and ceramic coatings is, you know, really, you know, the live ones, man, really, have gotten to be, you know, especially this year, because this year's the first time we've done live. And it's just such a different energy when the people are sitting at the table with us, you know, and we're able to, you know, kind of talk to them a little bit beforehand, you know, and then sit down and kind of go over things or whatever. And, you know, so that the live ones, man, I wish, you know, I wish we were in a situation where, you know, it could be more like a Joe Rogan type podcast or something like that, where, you know, it'd be great where if we could go to people, you know, and actually do the podcast or,
well,
you know,
something like that before the end of the year, I think. Right. I mean, we're going to still plan that, I hope.
Car Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I still want to go to Car Candy talk with
Megan. That's
going to
be an awesome.
Yeah. Awesome, that'll be a fun one, because that one I think will be neat, because we'll actually get, you know, like a tour through the facility, mm-hmm. right. Which will be a little bit different than some of the other lives that we've done, because, you know, those lives are MTE, SDC, Air Force One, the Chicago event. So, you know, the fact that we actually get to go to a manufacturer, you know, and get a tour, and then sit down and do a podcast, is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'd really love, you know, and it just again depends on, you know, budget and all that for next year, because I got to kind of figure out, you know, what are the things that we want to go to, what are the things that we need to go to. I mean, I know we've already been invited back to Air Force One. You know, don't really know what's going on with SDC. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen next year? So we got to figure that out. But, you know, I think it would be really cool to try to get with Levi and make a trip out to Boise and, you know, kind of tour the Rag Company facility and, mm-hmm. you know, cause they've, I mean, you know, I think what they've done is pretty amazing in the sense of, you know, just their media stuff. Right. I mean, not necessarily what they do with the actual Rag Company, but their media stuff. Like, I mean, they have legit like
studios,
TV studios and podcast studios and, yeah. you know, like things like that. So, you know, that would be something cool to do. You know, I mean, it would be really cool to, you know, maybe, you know,
I know you want to go to Wax Stop. I know.
Yeah.
That's
I really would. I mean, that's
honestly and realistically, I think that's like either a SEMA or that thing once a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's where we kind of have to, you know, think about it, because I mean, I think there's a little bit more bang for the buck with SEMA, because SEMA's 4 days long. You know, so we can go out there and get more content, whereas Wagstock's only 1 day.
I thought it was,
you know,
two.
Well, it was two this year because it was a 10-year anniversary. Oh, but I didn't know
Wax Stocks was 1 day. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's 1 day. It's like a Sunday or something like that. But this year, because it was the 10-year anniversary, they, you know, they did 2 days. So I don't know if, you know, it was a big enough thing for them to, you know, decide to maybe open it up to 2 days going forward. That would be cool because, you know, then it would be worth it. But I mean, you'd almost kind of have to plan it as a trip. I mean, it's not like we could like fly over there on a Friday, yeah, knock off Saturday, Sunday, and fly back on Monday.
No, right? It'd be legit dead.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we'd have to make a vacation out of it, you know, and take families and all that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, maybe one day would wax stock. You know, that just kind of depends. You know, talking with you know, my new bosses this week, Mike Cardenas and Jason Warnock with Aquatech. You know, there's been mention about trying to maybe go to that thing down in Mexico. I don't know if last year or I don't know if this year was the first year that it started or whatever. I think it was like back in April, but they have like a big, I don't know if it's big, but they have like a, like some kind of expo down in Mexico. I remember Onyx was down there. Brian Guy went down there with Color Lock. They had invited the guys at Aquatech because obviously, you know, Mike being from there and everything. But they just, you know, being new company, they just didn't have the ability to. So, I mean, like that could be something cool, you know, to kind of do. You know, who knows, man? I mean, it's.
Cam said, don't come down here. Don't worry, bro. I ain't going to Australia.
Yeah.
No. Yo, I found a dead wolf spider in my fucking laundry room today. I nearly shit my pants.
Yeah.
Dude, even though, like, so I took a broom and I'm like trying to, you know, knock it down. So it was like stuck to the fucking wall because my wall is brick. So it's fucking literally stuck to the wall. And I took my broom and kind of hit it once and it fucking stuck to the broom. And I threw the broom, dude, and ran out the room. I was like, can't do this, man. I can't do it. Ashley goes, did you get it? I was like, yeah. She goes, are you sure? Is it dead? I was like, oh, he's fucking dead. Trust me. Yo.
You look like you shit your pants. So what are some of your favorite episodes?
The one with Michael Hine, first and foremost. I'll always be my favorite just because
the negative to a positive.
Yeah, because that's never been done before, and we made a friend out of it.
Never. I mean, I don't know for the first. Listen, you might say that, but I'm
in
gonna
the detailing.
I'm gonna say that I'm not gonna claim first on that. There's too many people out there claiming first on stuff.
No, look, I don't think any podcast has brought somebody who left them a bad review on to discuss it. And if anybody feels like that I'm wrong, feel free to tell me. I don't care. But I believe that we are the first ones and only, I think. So bring the smoke.
Bring the smoke. All right. What about any other ones or just the Michael?
The Jenter Cot one, the second one though.
The one where she spilled her guts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's probably a lot of people's favorites too.
And yeah, you know that one I do get a lot of people kind of talking about it just because of the fact that she, you know, she was raw, you know, she was real. Probably said some things on that podcast she had never said on another podcast just because of her, you know,
situation.
Yeah, commitments to IGL and whatnot, and so yeah, that was a good one. You know, the crying episodes are always good ones. You know,
I was gonna say the one with Noxie, but the one when
two of them with Noxie.
Yeah,
because I got Noxie to cry on the Q&A one, yeah. and then on the Dirty Old Cars one, the one with Derek Copes live. That was
Oh, that one was rough.
Yeah,
that one got me, man.
Yeah.
It's just different when it's in person.
Just because it shows the emotion, right? It shows, you know, like we're not just, you know, here for, you know, to be robots and whatnot. you know, there's there shows some emotion. So you want to listen to another voicemail?
Do it.
All right. So this one is another one from Oregon. I don't know who this is because, again, names don't come up on my phone. But let's see. Maybe.
Hey, guys. It's Corey motherfucking Taylor down here in Oregon. Just wanted to say
it's
you guys.
The same one we just listened to.
Little Bird told me that it's the 3-year anniversary.
It is, isn't it?
You know, down there in Oregon, man.
Yeah. Why didn't it play out here?
Hey guys, this is Corey motherfucking Taylor in McMinnville, Oregon. Happy 3-year anniversary. Through you guys, I've been able to learn more about the industry leaders in the industry and also put a name to the face when I meet them in MTE. And I'm not so scared to go talk to them because I've already known a little bit about them through you guys. Also, I like that you guys talk to some of these other guys that are just killing it in their city. I mean, those guys don't want to be nationally recognized. They just want to make money and go home with their families, which is amazing. I like that you guys change it up with the what's on your mind. That stuff's always cool. It's not just interview after interview. And then you guys are killing it. And I can see the gradual improvements. And it's amazing how far you guys have come. So again, happy anniversary. And I'll leave you with this question. What tool would you modify or want built for the detail industry?
Oh, fuck.
See you guys later.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Damn.
That's a good one, Corey, motherfucking Taylor. All right, so let's throw that out there for... Oh, hang on a second. I got a phone call. Let's see if I can do this. Hang on. Give me a second. I got to get... You're live on the Detail Solutions podcast.
I'm live?
You're live.
Who the fuck is that?
I just wanted to leave a message.
It's G. Okay, we'll leave a message and then hang up.
Slow ass voice. Hey guys.
I'm on a plane, literally about to take off. I just wanted to congratulate both of you guys for all the awesome work you guys have done.
Thanks, man.
All the dope shit you guys have accomplished. Fucking proud. And yeah, man, you guys are kicking 30 more years or whatever you guys want to do. You want to do this shit for.
Yeah.
But keep doing your thing, man. Jason, you sound like a Bostonian and it's horrible. You're going to get horrible reviews on that.
Yeah, Yankees suck.
Alex, I'm going to be rocking their shirt tomorrow.
Sweet.
So,
you're doing that training. You're doing the training at Flex?
We're doing the training with Flex, yes, in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow. So, awesome. Not tomorrow, Friday.
Okay.
So, I'll shout you guys out, but
appreciate
literally
it.
About to take off, and I was watching you guys, and I completely forgot I was supposed to leave the message.
No worries, buddy. So, listen, you have a safe flight, man, and enjoy your trip, buddy. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, man. Safe, man. All right, man. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Sock.
Well, that was cool. Appreciate that, G. Okay, so the tool thing, right? So I'm gonna let you go first because you always got you always have concerns with tools. So
I don't though. I mean I do to a point, but like fuck, dude. Yeah. I haven't used anything in like almost 2 years.
I don't know. I mean I don't know. I don't know what I would improve to my Rupas. I mean, I don't know what I'd improve to that. I mean, maybe vacuum cleaners that sucked better than a shop vac, you know,
you just got to spend more money.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, Corey. I think it's a great,
that's a really good question.
I think it's a really good question. I just think you're asking the wrong two idiots.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I think our industry, and as far as like the, you know, technology and machines go, I think everything is at a point where it's good. And there's, I mean, I could be wrong. Everybody has their own opinions, but I think there's not a lot of room where there's going to be a lot of things to improve on just yet. I mean, I know Rupes and Flex coming out with something new, you know, and SEMA. Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. I know Flex just put on a new little thing on their trigger on their new 3-inch to kind of, so there's no accidental you know, hits on it, which is a fantastic idea. I know that was a complaint for some of the users of that machine. So kudos for Rupes of doing that. So, I mean,
yeah. See, that's the thing is I don't think I'm creative enough or engineering enough to think of something like that. But like Flex will come out with something, or Rupes will come out with something different, and I'll be like, oh, fuck yeah. That's
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Why did I think of that?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. All right, let's go pay some bills. We'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
All right. So listen, talking about Levi and the Rag Company a few minutes ago, let's listen to a message Levi left us.
Hey guys, what's going on? Dan Williams here from Owner's Pride and host of the Owner's Pride podcast. I just wanted to call and say congratulations and happy birthday anniversary on your 3 years. Keep putting out great content. You guys are fun and entertaining and deliver great information for our detail community. Keep it up, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate that, Dan Williams. Now, maybe my fat fingers will hit the right button and we'll listen to Levi Gates. But I love Dan, dude. He's such a good guy. He's so nice to us. And, you know, he definitely helps support the show. So we appreciate that, Dan.
Hey guys, it's Levi from the Rag Company, and in today's video, wait, nope, this is a message. This is just a voicemail, isn't this? In today's voice message, I want to call and wish a happy 3-year anniversary, 3-year birthday, 3 years of awesomeness of the Detail Solutions podcast. I want to wish you guys a long, fruitful, and continuing next 3 years. Let's say that sounds good. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, happy anniversary, happy 3 years, keep up the good work, and as always, we'll catch you right here on the next Rag Company voicemail message.
Oh man, that's good shit.
Thanks, Levi. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I could, 3 years, I mean, I could see another three, you know, after that. I don't know, we might have to see where things are.
I'm
I'm not making Joe Rogan money in the next 3 years from this, then I don't know. We might have to shift to something different.
I'll hopefully have my degree by then and I can move the fuck on.
Yeah. Like, a podcast. I'm going to make some good content. That's why you're Ed McMahon. Because I know you're 1 foot out the door already.
Oh my God.
Oh goodness. Let's see. Let's get through some of these more. Some more of these. here's one of my favorite people. Not that everybody isn't one of my favorite people, but this guy. I mean, he's just such a nice guy. He's just so lovable.
Alex is saying fuck everybody right now, just so you know. No, he's just got to be political about it.
No. Here we go.
What up, guys? It's David with Obert Kirk here. Congratulations on your 3 years. I love listening to the podcast. I love the humble inquiry approach to learning more about detailing and coming about it just from an inquisitive point of view. I love what you guys are doing. Congratulations on the success, and hopefully we can see you guys around for another 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. Everybody wants to see us for 3 more years.
That's cool, man. I guess
that's they don't want to see us for any more. There's 3 more years. Just like, look, guys, 3 more years. Call it quits. You guys are getting too old for podcasts at that point. Like,
I can't even see who's commenting right now. It's pissing me off.
So G is still watching. Apparently his plane hasn't taken off. Stats is watching. Derek Copes is watching.
Dog, Derek, what's up, bro?
Yeah. Somebody said 30. Oh, who said 30 years? I don't want to do 30 years.
Somebody said 30. That's why I laughed. Oh, it was G, I think.
Oh, G. Yeah. No, yeah. G.
30 years from now, dude.
30 years?
He'll be in his 80s, bro.
He's 30, yeah. 80? No. I'll be like, I'm gonna get this shit myself.
Can you imagine an old ass wrinkled up Alex with white hair on the podcast?
Dude, it'll be the Detail Solutions Grumpy Old Men podcast.
Fucking shaking the whole time.
Yeah. Why is Facebook's being a real bitch right now?
Yeah, I can't see shit.
Yeah, because they're coming up on the chat screen and Restream, but they're not coming up on Facebook. So,
Put your name before your comment.
Yeah, or just give Restream permission to use your name on Facebook. Who do we know in Delaware? Let's figure it out.
I'll be fucking Joe.
Yo, Alex, Jason, Detail Solutions Podcast. Just calling to wish you a happy anniversary from the detailing mecca of the world, Delaware. Proud of you guys. Keep up the good content. Jason, you still suck.
Oh, that's
Stats.
Golly.
Stats, because here comes Stats' second one, and I'll be quick on the pause button just in case, because he told me this was the one.
Hello there. This is Jebediah calling from the Amish farm where cousin Jason Bruno came from. We just want to give you guys a great big congratulations and a happy anniversary. You know, we still haven't told the bishop that cousin Jason is out there smoking the devil's lettuce and talking on the devil's computer. But, you know, we are very, very proud of him. And, you know, even if he left us all behind and, you know, at least he didn't shave his beard. So now I got to go back and pray for cousin Jason now. You guys have a happy anniversary.
Dude, Stats killed it, bro. I don't even care that it was all about you.
Wow.
Dude, if you don't make that a fucking real short whatever.
I already got it going. I think in Vegas, you ever seen the movie Kingpin?
Yes.
Yeah. I think when we go to Vegas, I'm going to dress up as a fucking Amish guy.
The whole fucking time.
Well, people are gonna be like, yo, what the fuck's there an Amish dude doing in Vegas?
Oh man, Rumspringer, bro. Maybe you're on your Rumspringer, like, oh,
dude, I 30 don't years look like too that. Later. I don't look that young.
Yeah.
Golly.
Let's listen to another one. These are good.
Alex, Jason, Joe Kimball with Kimball's Hands On Detailing. Howdy, Kimball with Kimball's Hands On Detailing. And we got standing right next to us. We got Joey Kimball hanging out. Hey, we wanted to call you guys, congratulate you on 3 years of an amazing podcast. Listen to it daily in the shop. Want to know, we love you guys. Looking forward to another 3 years and more. And so hope to hear this tonight. You don't suck, although sometimes you do when Jason messaged me some pretty crazy stuff. But also, you know, congratulations on getting out of the SeaTac airport, doing 85, 90 miles an hour down the airport pickup line. Anyway, want to just congratulate you guys and look forward to seeing you guys again soon. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. You're fired.
Yes. Fired. Thanks, Joe.
Fired on air.
Joe and Cody and Joey, that's awesome. Yeah, you know, he keeps saying, you know, we were doing 80, 90 miles an hour down the thing. I mean, it sounded like we were going that fast, yeah. But I don't think we really
Cody,
were.
You need to stop it with that F-150, bro.
Yeah.
Just go get a big boy truck and feel some real power. The motherfucker wants to put this. He got an exhaust, and it sounds really loud. Like Alex said, it sounds like going somewhere. But you're not. And then his dad's like, oh, he wants to put like a supercharger in it. I'm like, what the fuck? In an F-150.
It did sound like it was going fast, Cody.
Go buy a Ford Lightning, though. Those are fun.
Old one, I hope, because new ones
well,
are electric.
Yeah, the new ones are, yeah, new ones are electric. The old ones, like in the 90s.
They're pretty fast, though. Adam Garvin had one. I don't know if he's still listening. Adam Garvin had one in as his rental car in Air Force One.
And I don't know how he charged it.
I don't know. I think the hotel had a charging.
You think so?
I think. Dude, almost everywhere's got charging now or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Speaking of electric cars, what's your favorite electric car? I'm only saying this because this kind of goes back to, I don't remember what episode it was, and I don't remember who asked me about it, but I remember a few years back, somebody asked me what I thought about Teslas, and I said they look like a manila envelope. They were just so plain and boring. But now, a couple of years later, we've got some cool-looking electric cars.
Porsche Taycan, all day.
Porsche Taycan?
Mm-hmm. All day.
Yeah, I mean $230,000, but whatever.
Yo, it's a Porsche, man.
I know.
What you want? If it was a Lamborghini, it'd be more.
Probably, it'd be cooler.
No,
I'm not a huge fan of the Taycans. I mean, they look okay, but listen, dude, I'm gonna go buy
all Audi. The other electric cars, though. Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna go buy the Audi e-tron GT for like half the price and be the same car.
Whatever, it won't have the Porsche badge on it.
Yeah, no, it'll have an Audi badge on it, which is cooler.
Yeah, okay. Okay, buddy. You know that's false too.
Dude. Nah, I don't know. Man, I'm really bummed that none of my chats are coming up on the phony phone.
Act like you're looking for detail problems. To detail all the buggies in your Amish community.
New BMW M.
Hmm.
M what? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
8. Yeah, seriously.
Dude, you know what I saw the other day, and I haven't seen one in forever, and it's and I hadn't seen it forever, and then I saw it and I was like, God, that's an ugly fucking car, but it was such a cool car, like in the 80s, was a BMW 840, the little two-door, and it could have been an 850, I don't know, because it was going the opposite way, so I couldn't tell if it had the, you know, if it was the V12 motor, which I think was in the 850, or if it was the 840, which I think was just the V8, but those were cool cars in the 80s, man. I really liked those, but I saw it the other day and I was like, God, that's an ugly car.
I don't know how I feel about this BMW. It don't look anything special.
What, the A50?
No, the M, the new M that he's talking about. It's a MEV, I think.
Okay. Yeah, the electric.
And, I mean, it looks just like an M. I mean, the four-door M.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Let's hear a little Michael Hines blooper reel.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, maybe. My phone will work.
Yeah, come on, guy. Get it together.
It's the beauty of live podcasting.
Hi, Alex. It's Mike Hines. I want to congratulate you on 3 years of the best detailing podcast. All right, Alex, one more time. I'm going to call back. Take two. No, I won't call back. Okay, so take two. Hi, Alex. I want to congratulate you on 3 years of the best detailing podcast. And thank you for all that you've done for the detailing community. Years ago, when I gave you a negative comment in your reviews, I did so because I knew at the time you were on the cutting edge of what could be something great. That was the beginning of our friendship, and a true friendship it is, brother. Thank you for all that you are. Keep up the great work. Love you.
Mate. Man, Mikey's getting emotional there, man. I love that. I appreciate that, Mike. And I thank you for all your kind talks and feedback and criticism, good or bad. That's kind of, I think, helped mold this show into something better. Man. We're getting all kinds of, man, we're gonna become like the new is it Barbara Walters that used to get everybody to cry? That's my goal going forward, to start getting people to cry. Start asking them those questions, makes them cry. Oh, let's go another one.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jerry Grant with MR Detail Works. Hey, just wanted to say congratulations on 3 years. You guys are awesome. You guys really make my day that much better because I listen to you guys every day. So thank you for that. And also thank you for all the discount codes that you guys have. You guys have saved me a ton of money this past year with your sponsors. So thank you to them. Thank you to you guys. And congratulations to you guys.
Jerry. We appreciate it, Jeremy.
That was a good mess. Thank you, Jerry. But when we all started screaming Jerry outside of fucking Louisville, man, that shit was so good. That shit was dope.
Yeah.
That shit was loud, too. Everybody's probably like, what the fuck is going on?
For everybody who wasn't at SDC and maybe didn't catch the podcast that we had, that live from SDC where we had Jerry. Jerry won Mobile Detailer of the Year, I think, from SDC.
Yeah,
and there was probably, I don't know, 20, 30 of us.
About 50 of us out there, dude. Because there was people on the other side, too.
Okay. We were all sitting at the little patio outside the hotel, and Jerry walked by with his wife and his little entourage, and everybody started chanting, Jerry. Dude, Jerry had to turn around and come back for a little bit more.
He came back for a second. He was like, hold on, man. I like that. Let me go back.
Yeah. He's like, he told his wife, he's like, see, I told you I'm somebody.
Yo, speak to Jerry, man. Cream of the crop.
Yeah, see, mine's over here. Mine's right there.
I love this shirt. They got Macho Man Randy Savage, man. Love it.
Awesome. All right, let's pay our last bills real quick, and then we'll come back and knock out a couple more of these and wrap it up, man. Be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
Like, in its stride, yeah, well done. It's a cool chair, I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
So do you think detailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to ViperIndustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
Yeah, I think Jerry, when I was talking to the other day, Jerry just did a website with Detailers Roadmap.
He sure did.
And he got a nice little savings there by mentioning the Detail Solutions podcast. So, you know, you guys definitely make sure you tell Chris and his crew, you know, that you're one of our listeners so you can get that little discount, because it was a pretty good discount.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, here's another one of my favorite people. This dude's just super cool. I mean, like, dude, I don't know that anything ever gets to him. That's what I love about him so much. He's just a good guy. And he loves some tacos. Maybe? Phone doesn't want to work.
What's up, podcast ninjas? This is Tom Davis from Angel Wax. I just wanted to wish Alex and Jason and the Detail Solution podcast a happy anniversary. Congratulations on 3 years. And thank you for all the support and love over the years. Alex and Jason, we love you.
Oh, we love you too, Tommy.
Yeah. I wish you would come to Tampa to the Taco Festival in October.
Yeah, but when we go to SEMA, Tommy can just take us to somewhere to get tacos.
Yeah, but it's a taco festival.
Yeah, but did you go?
I'm going to. I didn't go last year because I think I was sick or something, honestly. But yeah. I'm definitely going this year. It's only fucking 10 minutes down the street from me at the Tampa Bay Stadium.
Yeah.
It's a festival.
Festival of tacos. Let's listen to another one.
Hey, this is Rod from the Road FS podcast, and I just wanted to wish you guys happy third anniversary. You guys are killing it. Please continue doing what you're doing. You guys suck. You're awesome. You make me cry. You make me laugh. Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, man. It helps the industry out, and we love to see anybody doing it. Congratulations.
Oh, man, we appreciate that, Rod. Rod the Bod, man. Yeah. Rod's a good dude. Yeah. Yeah. And last one. This is it. Last one. Maybe.
You better save the best for last. Who is it?
I don't know.
According to our records, your business has been pre-approved for a business line of credit or equipment financing up to $130,000 with rates starting at a 4.
All right, so that one was a spam, but I don't ever use this phone, so I was like, who the hell is this?
What? I was like, yo, is somebody fucking with us right now? That's like, damn, that's a good voice.
That would have been a good voicemail. Leave that, and then at the end be like, oh, happy 3 years, guys.
So that wasn't – so what the – was that from today?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was an unknown number. I should have known it was probably spam. But like I said, I don't ever – this phone is only used for the podcast. So, like, I don't use it for anything else.
That means we're on the government's radar.
Probably. Shit. Probably. Speaking of the government, so they finally admitted to some UFOs and some aliens.
Oh, my God. Stop.
What?
I saw a clip that said that, and I'm like, for fuck's sake.
Dude, they had a whole hearing about it today.
I can't take Congress any serious. I can't take them serious. They're all fucking idiots. They're all idiots. Yeah. I've been watching them argue about the dumbest shit for the past 2 days, and I'm like, how do they literally give me the, I guess, the motivation. They give me the courage to want to run for office at some capacity. Whether it's fucking at the lowest of the lowest in the mayor's office or whatever, you know, fucking they give me the confidence.
Dude, you got to start somewhere.
I've seen the video.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Phone home, bro. Phone home.
Who's that, Cam?
Probably. Dude, it's not coming up on my fucking thing. Cam's the only one you showed it to.
Yeah, Cam's only. Well, I was on the phone with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, buddy, 3 years, man. It seems like it went pretty fast. You know, yep. it seemed like just yesterday you and I were having a an awesome, you know, conversation, but man, you go back and listen to it, you're like, fuck. You know, like,
yeah. It was a rough. That's okay though.
That was a rough one. So we didn't get to the 100K before the 3 anniversary. We're so close, man. I was bummed about that. We're like 98.7 and some change.
Let's try to get there before the end of the month.
The end of the month is Monday. I don't know that we'll be able to pull that off.
Is it Monday?
Yeah.
No.
Monday's the 31st.
Tuesday's the
first. Monday's the end of the month, yeah. I don't know that we'll get there that fast because we're at 98.7 and some change, so we need like 1200 and some change. And we average about 380 an episode, so we only have this episode and Sunday's episode. So it'll probably take us a couple of weeks. We'll get there in a couple of weeks. On to 150.
Yeah.
Maybe by the end of the year, can we knock out 50,000 in the next?
Yeah, probably
5 months. Yeah, no.
No. I mean, I want to get to the 100 subscribe. No, 1,000 1,000 followers on TikTok.
Yeah, so TikTok. So we go there. Live. Set up a little live while we're doing this would be cool.
Can we go live through Restream on that or no? Or do you have to just use TikTok?
No, I don't think Restream doesn't go through, doesn't do live through TikTok, I don't believe. no, but it would be cool to set the phone up and although there wouldn't really be any way to hear the audio.
You'd only hear you talk.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you just
The beauty of it is I do have that speaker sitting over there. I could probably set it up where it was low enough volume that the microphone wouldn't pick it up, but it would, you know, the phone would probably pick it up. All right, so 3 years down, we got another year to go. Goals for the coming year. I'd like to just continue growth. I'd like to see more growth. I mean, we've been steadily growing, which is nice, and I appreciate everybody who listens. I appreciate who shares it. Do what?
Good news.
What?
You can use Restream on TikTok.
Oh, can you? Nice. We appreciate everybody who shares the posts and the episodes and all that fun stuff, man. Really appreciate that. You know, I'd like to Jason and I have something kind of cool in the works coming up in a couple of weeks. A gentleman who has a Corvette podcast reached out about doing a collab where he comes on our podcast, we go on his podcast just to try to, you know, kind of get better, get more reach. And the fact that, you know, he's a Corvette guy is pretty cool. I mean, maybe he sounds cool, but he knows Todd Cooper Ryder. He's had Todd Cooper Ryder on his podcast a couple of times from Esoteric. He's also good friends with, Adam Patelli from Adams. So he's had Adam on his podcast. So, I mean, he's no stranger to detailing topics and stuff. So we can probably sneak a couple of detailing questions in there so we don't lose you guys, you know, just talking about Corvettes and whatnot. You know, I think maybe that's a smart idea that guy reached out to us. And I told Jason today, what I'd like to start doing is, reaching out to some other automotive podcasts and see if we can do some collab stuff to try and grow our audience and grow our brand. You know, next up on the plate is SEMA. That's going to be hopefully a fun time. We're going to go out there for a few days and, you know, yeah, we might have to wear the jorts and New Balance during the podcast.
It's a good idea, dude.
Yeah.
Just dress up as some Corvette owners.
Right, right. Get a Corvette hat to wear. You got to get the Corvette hat.
You don't think he'll be offended by that, dude?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But yeah, SEMA should be fun. You know, we've got a couple of sponsors that are there for us to crash booths. And then we've got a ton of friends that are going to be there with booths that have already invited us and willing to show off all their new fun stuff that they're revealing and talking to us. So hopefully SEMA will be a fun time. If you're any of our international listeners that are coming to SEMA, like, definitely make sure you find us. We'd love to shake your hand, give you a hug, and see you in person.
I am getting married again in Vegas by Elvis. So if anybody wants to have a cool wedding with me, there's already people who said they wanted to go. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I know G and his wife wants to go.
Nice.
So
can I just throw rice at you?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Overhanded, like pretending that I'm,
you just want to fucking chuck it in my face?
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, like, dude. like, what was the pitcher?
Roger Clemens? Who?
No. The guy that was like 7 foot tall and like threw rockets all the time.
I have no idea.
The dude that killed the bird. The
Randy
bird
Johnson.
Dude. Yeah, Randy Johnson.
That's he's 7 feet tall. Yeah. He is tall though.
Yeah, he was. He was like 6 something, probably. Yeah, I want to throw rice at you, like I'm pretending like I'm Randy Johnson.
It's a little dangerous. I'm gonna have to deny that.
You can't stop me. I'm just gonna do it.
Carl Gamba is gonna be my hired bodyguard at SEMA. So fucking try it.
That little black bat, he ain't gonna do nothing.
He don't need no bat.
All right, man. It's we're probably boring people now. Listen, I can't say it enough. I really appreciate all the love and the support. Thank you guys for tuning in every week and listening. You know, 3 more years, maybe we'll see. Like I've always said, I'll do it until I get bored of it, or until nobody
until he gets a cushy job.
That too. If I get a good job, like, peace out, bro.
Deuces.
Yeah. Or you guys, no, I'm not gonna cry. I don't get that emotional over this podcast. Yeah. So, all right, I got to get up early in the morning, and I still got about 45 minutes, an hour to do this. So,
all right, man.
We'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day, week, night.
Whatever. Have a good one.
Listening to us. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.